The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר יגן בעדם, אמן.
Today's daf is being studied the Einu Nishmat Morzekenir by Yosef ben Sara Vegam Nefesh Avraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanihem began Eden Amen Rufa Shlema Moshe ben Dina Vesara Ruchama Batrachet Vesara Batrachet אין הרפן להם רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתם קרבה לבוא וכן ירסו ורומן אמן. Begin today's daf on Chav Zayin Amud Bet, and we are holding right in the middle of the Amud, starting from the words Mativ Rava. Again, we are discussing over here in this sugya one question that the Gemara is going to ask, and that is based on what we learned in the Halakha Moshe Mesinai. Taught us that ma'ot setumin, if a person has unspecified monies. So the law is that if the nazir, for example, let's take an example of a nazir, that he died, and he had those unspecified money, so the monies are used, are brought as an olat nedava. The Gemara then qualified and said a certain restriction in the law that it only applies to money. But let's say a person consecrated or designated a korban, an animal. But what type of animal was it? It was a regular animal. Even though, let's say, the animal wasn't befitting to put on the mizbeah. For example, it was a ba'al mum. It was a blemished animal. So since the blemished animal has no other purpose but stands to be redeemed, so therefore a blemished animal has a deen of money. And since it has a deen of money, if it's unspecified, the law is going to be that if the nazir died again, you'll take that money that you use from the pidyon of the animal and you'll bring olat the daba. So it's not only applying to actual monies, but it also applies to an animal that is a ba'alat mum, that has a mum. That was the Gemara's conclusion. Now the Gemara is challenging that concept. That you're telling me that a ba'alat mum has a deen of ma'ot setumin. So the Gemara begins. Mativ rava rava. Means a question from a braita. It says in the pasuk korbano. And according to pasuk from Vayikra, perek dalid, pasuk chav gima. Torah is talking about a person that made a sin. For example, he ate chalev, or he was mechalel Shabbat. Case of Bishogeg, so he has to bring a korban hatat. So the language of the pasuk is vehevi et korbano seir izim zachar tamim. He brings his korban hatat, korbano, his korban. So the Gemara's doresh korbano be korbano hu yotze. He's only yotze with his own korban ve'enu yotze be korban abiv. He's not yotze with the korban of his father. Let's say his father also made a sin. And he had an animal for a korban hatat. The son has to bring his own. He cannot bring from his father's korbano. It's to be his. Yakol lo yetze be korbano shel aviv shifrish menakala ala chamura o menachamura ala kala. Which means maybe you can't use the father's korban if it's a different degree of sin. For example, let's say the father committed a light sin. No such thing as a light sin, but a sin, for example, that he ate chalev, where there's no punishment of mitah, as opposed to, let's say, the son committed a sin of chilul Shabbat, where there is a punishment of mitah. So Shabbat would be considered a hamura, or the opposite. The father committed chilul Shabbat, and the son committed eating Helet, that's kalat hamurah or hamurat kader. I understand that you're going to tell me that the son cannot use the father's korban, which is a different degree of sin. However, aval yotze bekorban sheflish aviv min hakala ala kala o min hamurah ala hamurah. How do you know that the son cannot use the korban of his father, even if it's on the same degree? It's kala to kala, which means the father ate chaylev, he ate chaylev. Well, the father was ma'al al-shabbat, he was ma'al. How do you know that even in the same degree of sin, you cannot use the father's hatat? Mudomar korbano. Again, the Torah says the word korbano twice. So the Gemara learns from the fact that it says korbano, korbano, korbano twice. Bekorbano yotze ve'enu yotze bekorbano shel abiv. Again, so the double language teaches me any type of korban chatat, even if it's on the same degree. Yachol. Oh, there's a long braita. Yachol. Lo yetze bekorban abiv bebehema shefrish. Which means, talking about maybe only by an animal that the father specified. Afilu min hakala kala min hamura la hamura. Okay, even if it's the same degree. Which is the father the same sin as the son. Okay, now you already approved. And I'll give you a logic why. I'll give you a sivara, even though it's a gezeirat ketuv in the pasuk, but I can give you a logic why that's so shadeh. En adam megaleach al behemat abiv binzirut. Which means we learned the halakha, it's halakha l'mashem Sinai, that a son cannot use his father's korban that he designated for his nezirut. Let's say a father accepted upon himself nezirut. And then he took an animal, and he specified the animal, he designated the animal, this is going to be for my nezirut. And let's say the father died, let's say. Okay? So now the son, who accepts upon himself nezirut, cannot use the father's animals that were designated for nezirut. So I already hear that there's a concept when it comes to animals, that the son doesn't use the father's animals. I already have that concept from nezir, which is a standing halakha l'Moshe Mishinai. So I can say, okay, also by the hatat, the Torah, for some reason, doesn't want the son to use the father's animals, even if it's on the same degree. Good. However, aval yotze b'ma'ot shifrish avi. But now let's discuss if the father made a sin. Again, let's say he ate chaylev. This time he didn't designate a korban. He designated money. He put money on the side. Oh, so now the she'ela will be, well, he already proved to me that the son cannot use the korban, the actual sacrifice, but maybe the son can use the money. So the Gemara says, "Bema'ot shefrish abiv afilu min hachamura ala kala o min hakala ala hamura." Maybe even if the father did a stringent sin and the son did a lighter sin, or the opposite, meaning one did Shahadu Shabbat and one did Chaylev, maybe I can say that the son can use the money. Meaning what? To go buy a korban chatat and fulfill his obligation. And I'll prove it here again from the concept of nazir. Why? Share adam megaleh al ma'ot abiv bin zirut bizman she'en situmin velo bizman she'en mifurashin. Again, the halakha Moshe Mishnai teaches us that if a father, let's say, accepted upon himself nezirut, this time he designated monies for his nezirut. The monies were unspecified monies. He didn't say this is for hatat or wala or shilamim. So the law is going to be that the son can use the money. So you see, by money we have a leniency that the son can use the money of the father. The father died, now the son accepted upon himself in his nezirut. The law is, he can take that unspecified money and use it for his korbanot. So the Gemara is just trying to make an analogy over here. I understand what you're telling me by korbanot. By korbanot already you told me the son, no way, no how, could use his father's korban. Not for hamura and the kala, not for kala and the hamura, not even for equal degree. Fine, I accept doesn't work by korban. But maybe it will work by monies. Now why should you have a sivarat to think that monies are different? Because you see by the nazir, monies are different. By a father that accepted upon himself in nazirut, and he separated a korban, the son cannot use that korban for his own nazirut. But she'enkin, when it comes to monies that the father set aside for a nazirut, the son can use the money. So you see money works differently. So maybe we'll say that just like by nazirut, this applied, maybe by a regular korban chatat also, the son can use the monies of the father. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Talmud Omar, we have a pasuk. Korbano, a third time. It says again the word korbano is korban. Bekorbano hu yotze. You can only be yotze with your own korban. Ve'enu yotze bekorban abiv. Okay, you cannot be yotze with the korban of the father. Now, not even in the money. So comes the Gemara and says, Yacho no yotze b'ma'ot shefrish. Maybe he will not be able to be yotze with the ma'ot that the father is mefrish. Afilu min ha'kala ala kala, min ha'hamura ala hamura. Aval, which means, okay, so definitely one time when it comes to money, it's no good. Even if it's equal degree. Even if the father designated money for a halev, and the son has the same item, same het, doesn't matter. Korbanot teaches me it's got to be your item, you can't use somebody else's. So now the Braita is pushing, which is the Braita started with korban. Can I use somebody else's korban? No, you can't. Okay, what about money? You can't use somebody else's money. Okay, now the Gemara is pushing it. Okay, forget about somebody else's. What about the guy himself? Meaning what? Aval yotze bekorban shefrish la'atzmo. Let's say the guy himself committed two sins. Right? Minakala ala hamura, minahamura ala kala. Which means the guy committed, let's say, a sin of yet halev. Right? So he designated a korban. This is for his halev, whatever it is, the korban of halev. Achilat halev. And then why he committed halul shabbat. So we want to know, can the guy himself switch to korbanot? Now I'm going to use the korban of the halev. I want to use it for Shabbat. Chalul Shabbat. Or I want to use the Shabbat for the halev. Which means, you told me already, using somebody else's korban, that you can't do. It's korbanot. It's got to be yours. Right? It's mine. So now we want to know, can the person himself, to himself, switch the role of the korban? From kala to hamura, or hamura to kala. Tamud Lomar, the Gemara says, again, Korbano al chattato. There's a connection between the korban and the sin. Ad sheye korbano leshum heto. Okay? So the korban has to be for the sin that was committed. You can't switch. Which means you can't come along now and say, oh, no, I want to use this korban for something other. The korban was designated for the sin of halev. It's got to be for halev. You cannot say, no, I'm going to bring this for Shabbat. Okay? So now we learned another little bit. We continue the braita. Comes the Gemara and says, maybe this applies, again, now we're getting to our point, maybe this applies only to animals, which means you can't switch from one animal to the next. But what about the guy has monies? You see, we're going in order. Now what about his monies? Can he switch monies from one korban to another korban? And the Gemara is going to give a logic why you would think that way. The Gemara says, Yachol, לא יצא בבהמה שהפריש לעצמו מן הקלה על הקלה או מן החמורה על החמורה, אפילו מן הקלה על החמורה או מן החמורה על הקלה, which means, maybe I'll tell you, when it comes to switching his own animals, I won't even let you switch from a lower degree to a higher degree. Right? Forget about from a higher degree to a lower degree or even equal degree. I'm not going to let you do that. Switch your korban. Why? שכן אם הפריש בהמה על החלב. Because the law is going to be like this. Let's say a person, he separated a korban for halef, which means he ate halef, okay, bishogeg. He has to bring a korban hatat. So what did he do? He did what he has to do. He took an animal and he designated it, right? Vevi al adam. But what happened? Instead of bringing it for halef, the guy, when he brought it, he had kavanat to bring it for another isu that he did by eating blood. He brought it for the wrong item. What's the law? Or al adam vevi al halef, or reverse. He ate the blood, and he designated a korban for it, and he brought the korban for his isud of eating halib. What's the law? That's a case where, again, he didn't switch korbanot yet. He took one animal, right? And the animal, instead of bringing it for A, he brought it for B. Halib, he brought it for dam. What's the law? What happens to that korban? So the law is, share lo ma'al. It's not considered mi'ila. Which means, what does mi'ilah mean? Normally means that if a person takes something that's consecrated, something that's Kurdish, and use it for personal use. This over here, you can't say he made mi'ilah, because bottom line, he brought it for Kurdish. I mean, what do we, mi'ilah means using it for personal business over here. This guy over here, what did he do? He took it, put it on the mizbeah. Granted, he did it for the wrong item, right? For an item that was, you know, should have been for chaylev, he did it for them. But so the deen is also ve'lo kiper. But, that being said, he's not going to get kapara, because since he brought it for the wrong item. So on that, I can hear that you're going to tell me you can't switch from one item to the other item, because the item remains what it is. Again, when I take an animal, I designate it for halif. Okay? It's halif now. This is a korban designated for the isur of halif. And I'll prove it to you that you cannot change it. Because when I bring it, even when I bring it for the kavanah of the dam that he ate, the law is there's no mi'ilah there. What does it mean there's no mi'ilah? Normally when a person does mi'ilah, what happens? He uses the object, and the object goes to chulin. The object goes free. Here the object is not set free. There's no mi'ilah. And therefore what? It makes sense. That's why you can't change, because the item is what it is. Therefore there's no switching. Once you earmark it for halif, you cannot use it now for them, and makes sense, because you see, even the laws of mi'ilah, even if you did it, let's say you guy went and did it, there's no mi'ilah there, because it is what it is. However, aval, yotze b'ma'ot, but maybe when it comes to monies, shifrish la'atzmo, guy made a sin. This time, it doesn't have an animal. He didn't put an animal on the side. What did he put on the side? Monies. Min akala lekala, min ahamura lahamura. Maybe I'll tell you, you can switch monies, which means the guy took the money for halif. Okay? Now he said, well, I want to use it for now, halul Shabbat, maybe this thing. Or the opposite, halul Shabbat for halif. Or equal degrees. Maybe that should be okay. And I'll give you a seminar why money should be different. Sheken imifrish la'atzmo ma'ot. Let's take a case. The guy, let's say, took for himself money. He designated money for himself. Min halif. Right? Vehevi al adam. The monies were really for Qurban for halif. And what did he end up doing? He took the money and he went and he bought for himself a Qurban now for the Isur of Dam. Or the opposite. Al adam, vehevi al halif, sharem ma'al. Oh, vechiper. In that case over there, that's considered mi'ilah. Let's discuss this. Let's discuss it outside. What's mi'ilah? Again, mi'ilah is using money for personal use. Since this money already was earmarked for a korban for halif, now what does he do? The guy goes to the guy who's selling animals, and he takes this money. Now, if he would buy it for the korban that it was designated for, beautiful. That's what happens, is the money goes free, and the animal that he bought is kodesh. That's not mi'ilah, that you're using the money what you're supposed to use it for. The money was earmarked for a korban for halif, let's say. So that's a normal transaction. It's always like that. You mark the money and you go buy the korban, and it is what it is. Mashiach, and here's a little different. Here, the money was earmarked for A. When you went and bought it, what happens to the money? Like we said, when you buy that, the transfer, the kiddushah goes off the money. However, it becomes chulin. Right? Means the guy who's selling you the goods can use this money. But the point of it is, since you bought the wrong korban, you were supposed to buy korban for halif. And what happens to the money when you transfer it? It goes off. But by buying the wrong korban, that's going to be considered as if you committed the sin of mi'ilah. Because it's different than the case of the korban to the korban, in the case we just learned before. In the case of korban for korban, you brought it for the wrong korban. It was supposed to be a halif korban, you brought it for a dam. But what did you do? Kodesh to kodesh. There was no moment where it went off. Mashiach, here, when you're transferring the money, goes to chulin. So it's not a problem for it to go to chulin. That's always when you buy a korban, the money's going to go to chulin. But the problem over here is you bought it for the wrong item that you weren't supposed to buy. Albeit, I want to point out, we're talking about we did all this bishogeg. Mi'ilah is bishogeg. We got confused. You took the money, instead of buying it for the halif, you bought it for the dam. But the point is, there's a logic to say that since there is mi'ilah, that's what I'm telling you now, since there is mi'ilah, that means what? That this korban over here now, this animal that you bought, let's talk it out, you finished the transaction. You took the money, instead of buying it for the dam, you bought it for the halif. That means what? You were mu'il on the money. Mm-hmm. You used the money for the wrong item, okay. Therefore this korban is not consecrated. There's no kiddushah in the korban. Therefore, if I bring it for whatever I want to bring it for, it should be okay, because it's available, it's opened. So therefore, there's a logic to say that by money, that there is mi'ilah, maybe if I switched it, by mistake we're talking, right? To the wrong item, maybe it'll hit. Because since when I purchase it, what happens? The money, I was mu'il. Once I'm mu'il on the money, the item that I bought now, there's nothing. It's not kodesh. Oh, so now let's say I bought this item, which was supposed to be for dam, but instead I bought it for halif. It should work, because it's free. Mashiach, in the case of the korban to the korban, it always remains what it was. I never took it off. So therefore, how can I not bring it for something else? So the Gemara is asking a question. Maybe that should be okay by monies. Tamud Lomar, Gemara says no. Tamud Lomar al Hatato ad shiyehe korbano l'shem Hatato. No, even by the monies, it's got to be l'shem Hatat. Okay, which means we learned in this Braita, we didn't get that question yet. We're going to get that question now. But we learned in the Braita rules. Number one rule is that when a person has a korban, he's not allowed, as an obligation, I should say, to bring a korban. He's not allowed to use his father's korban. Okay? Even if it's the same degree. His father separated a korban. The son cannot bring that korban. Beautiful. Not only korbanot of the father, but even monies of the father. Father made a sin, designated monies for a certain hatat, not around anymore. The son cannot use the money. Okay, very good. Even if it's on the same degree, same sin, cannot do it. Okay. Then the Gemara says, those are the two laws of son to father. Now we just talk about the guy himself. Not only can a guy not switch an animal that he has from one to the other, which means he cannot use the animal that he designated for a chaylev and now bring it for dam, or even one chaylev to another chaylev. One cannot say once it's korbano al chateo. That's got to be for the sin that he committed. Not only that, but he can't even do the monies, which is monies that he separated for a korban. He cannot use it for another korban. Okay, that's the braita. Now, what does this have to do with our discussion of a person that separated a korban that had a ba'al mum, right? That was our discussion, a korban. Don't say korban, an animal that had a ba'al mum, correct? For a certain obligation that he had, the nizirut, let's say, right? And then the nizirut was taken off. Either she was a lady and the husband made hafara on the nizirut, or for that matter, the guy died. What did we say that this ba'al mum item is considered? It's considered money. What do you do with the money? You take it and you go buy, like the Alechem Hashem Sinai says, a olat nedaba. What is this braita? Have any problem with that fact? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the problem. Katana mihat. That is a very important, just for technique. Whenever you see the words katane mihat, exactly, that is a partial quotation, which means there's a long braita here. Now we have to zone in on the line that poses a question on our klal. So the Gemara, after it brings you the whole braita, because you can learn things from the braita, that's why I want you to give you the whole braita, you have to get the context of it. Now it zones in, like it highlights the where the question is. So that would be katane mihat, which literally means katane, it states mihat, however. But the technique of the word is, we are now going to give you a partial quotation of this long braita that we just quoted, and we're going to isolate it now and show you where the question is. It says, miha behema. Oh, it says what? An animal. Now, what does it mean when it says a behema? What was that? What was that part? It said by in passing in the braita. If you remember, it said in Adam Megaleach al behemat abif, by nezirut. We said, if a father accepted upon himself nezirut, separated an animal. What do we say now? Now the father died, let's say. Now the son becomes a nezir. You cannot use the father's animal. You might say, hey, listen, I got an animal over here that was ready for the nezirut. My father can't bring it. I'm a nezir anyway. I'll bring it. No, don't work. Oh, now wait, when it says behema, it means any type of behema. Seemingly, it didn't you know, tell me what type of behema, any behema, even a ba'al mum. Oh. Now we know the law of Nazir, as was said by the Halakha Moshem Sinai, that if the father, let's say, this time left money, he can use the money for the Nazirut. Oh, so if you're telling me that a ba'al mum has a deen of money, so then why can't the son, in a case where the behemah is a ba'al mum, use it, meaning redeem it and use the money for his korbanot. Ella, you see, you're wrong. A ba'al mum does not have a deen of money. So the Gemara says, katani miyat, the question is from the quotation of the braita that said what? Behemah. My love afilu ba'alat mum. When it says be'mastam, it means even a ba'alat mum. And the Gemara answers, lo, timima, told you. It says be'ma, I tell you it's talking about where it's shalem. Oh, when it's shalem, that's why you can't use, because like I said, money. However, aval ba'alat mum, my. Oh, so what are you going to tell me? Ba'alat mum is considered what? Kistuma damya. That's considered like money that's satum. And if a money that's satum, what do we say? That the Nazir would be able to use it? You're going to tell me that that's so? So then the Gemara is going to ask a simple question. Tell me that case. Which means instead of using the case of money, tell me a bigger hadus by the Nazir. Tell me if the father left a moomed animal, that the son can use it for his nazirut. Money's obvious. That was halacha b'Shem Sinai. Tell me the hadus of a ba'alat mum. So the Gemara says, my idea. Again, if we're learning technique, my idea, the technique is, why did the Braita choose as an illustration? My idea, which means, why did you choose as an illustration, ma'ot shefrish aviv, money that the father designated, litni ba'alat mum. Tell me the case where the father designated even ba'alat mum as a din of money. The Gemara says, hachiname. You're right, which means, It is as if it said it. Why? Dilemai hazya. What is a ba'alat mum animal? What is its value? Is it intrinsic, the value? No, it has no kedusha. It's a ba'alat mum. So what is the worth of a ba'alat mum? Lidme. It's money. Deme hainu ma'ot. Money is ma'ot. It's just what it said, ma'ot. Which means it's synonymous. What the Braita said, that the father left over ma'ot. Ma'ot doesn't only mean currency. Ma'ot means anything that has a value of money, including a ba'alat mum. So, because what is the ba'alat mum? For the korban, it's not worth anything. For the mizbeach, it's not worth anything. And the only value of a ba'alat mum is redemption. So therefore, basically, what this ba'alat mum is a form of money. So it's it, money, so what do you want? So therefore, the Gemara concludes with no question. Quinn was not able to break this principle, and then we're coming out that indeed, if a Nazir, let's go back to, well, two cases that will come out now. If a Nazir's father, actually don't say a Nazir yet, if a father accepted upon himself Nazirut and designated, let's say, a Ba'alat Mum, right, well, for that case, money, which is really the same thing, then he died, and the son came on and said, you know what, I want to accept upon myself a Nazirut. He can take the father's money and use it for his nizud, or sell the pigeon on the blemished animal and use it for his korbanot. Incidentally, this would not apply by other korban hattat. This only applies by nazir, because I've had a chemashem sinai, but hattat, we have hattato, three times, tell me, it's got to be your own item, you can't use not the father's animal, not the father's money, not anything. Okay, good. Similarly, what's going to come out from this salacha is a case where a fellow accepted upon himself nizirut, and this time, instead of separating monies for his nizirut, ma'ot to me, he designated himself an animal that was a ba'alat mum. And then the nazir died. So what do you do with the ma'ot to me? So based on the halakha Hashem Sinai, you sell it, or pek pijor on it, and use the money for olat nedaba, just like if it was a regular case of ma'ot to me. And now we go to the next Mishnah. Nizrak aleha echad min ad-damim. Okay, now let's talk about a regular nazir. He finished his process. What are the three korbanot that the nazir has to bring at the conclusion of his process? Korban hattat, korban ola, korban shilamim. Okay, we're talking about a nazir tahor. Okay, now what happened? So we have a nizrak aleha echad min ad-damim. One of the bloods, let's say, was already sprinkled on the Mizbayah. That's what you have to do. You have to sprinkle the bloods on the Mizbayah. Mm-hmm. So one of the three. Now we're talking about a lady that is finishing her Nizirut. So the law is, Eno yachol lehafer. From that point on, the husband has no right to make hafara anymore. Now always the husband has a right to make hafara on his wife's Nidarim. Now, there's one, a few ways how a husband makes hafara. One of the ways, or one of the types of nidarim, mm-hmm, that a husband has a rights to be mefit is if the neder is of the category of inui nefesh, the lady accepts upon herself a certain neder that's going to cause her tzar. Right? Cause her anguish, cause her tzar. That's called inui nefesh. That's one of the nedarim that the Torah gave jurisdiction to the husband to break, which not every neder the husband can break. It's got to be a type of neder that the Torah allowed. So already she was in a zira. Now technically, during the nizirut, the husband should be able to break it because there's inui nefesh over there. She's refraining herself from drinking wine. That's inui nefesh. So those type of items, he has the right to be mefer. That being said, this case over here, the nizirut is over, basically. What does it mean the nizirut is over? She brought the korbanot already. Right? The 30 days is over. She brought the korbanot. They actually even sprinkled the korbanot. So the Gemara is saying, according to this opinion, nizrak adeha, echad min adamim, one of the bloods of even one of the animals was already sprinkled. Eno yachol lehafer. Finished. The husband, it's too late. Cannot make hafer anymore. Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva says, afilu nishheta aleha, ahat mekol behemot, eno yachol lehafer. Even at the shechita of one of the animals, the hafara is over. Okay, we're going to have to see exactly what the machloket is. What's the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Tanakama? Why does Tanakama put it at the zirika, that the hafara ends? Rabbi Akiva puts it even earlier at the time of the shechita of one of the animals. What is the basis of this ma'aloket? We continue. Gevaras Mishnah. All this is talking about where the lady finished her nizirut betara. Tiglach means the haircut. Haircut betara, meaning she's going to go after 30 days. What does she do? She brings the korbanot, and then after that she has to cut her hair off. Right, and the law is she takes the hair and she puts it under the mizbeach, under the fire of the mizbeach, and that's the end of the process. So now, all this that we said, machloket tana kama Rabbi Akiva, is b'tiglachat tehora. Ama b'tiglachat tum'ah, let's review the laws of tum'ah. Lady accepts upon herself nezirut, 15 days later she becomes teme'ah. What's the deen? She has to bring now korbanot. The korbanot that she brings now, she has to bring a korban chatat, she has to bring a korban asham, and a korban ola. Those are the three korbanot that she brings betum'ah. Okay? So the Gemara says, right, keves le'asham, and the shte turim, had le'chatat, ve'had le'ola. Remember we said it was birds, when it's tum'ah. Good. In any event, it says, about b'teglat ha'tum'ah yafir. He's able to be mefir, according to everybody. Which means, what's the logic why he can be mefir? Even after the zirika. Even after the zirika, even after the sprinkling, he can still be mefir. Why? Shuyachol lomar, because the husband can say, I'efshi b'isha menuvelet. I don't want a lady that's going to be me'uneh from drinking wine. Because what's the law? She's got to re-accept upon herself another nizirut. What happens? The nizirut's not over yet. Which means that starts again. When she became tum'ah, now I reset the clock. Mm-hmm. So the guy says, listen, again now, more. The isur of wine is still on her. So since the isur of wine is still on her, the guy comes along and says, that's inu nefesh. Inu nefesh, I'm not interested in inu nefesh. Therefore he's able to make hafara. Good. Minuvelet. Minuvelet means tzar. It's causing a tzar. I don't want it to be in pain or in anguish from the not drinking the wine. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi, take out me. Rabbi is Rabbi Udanasi. Rabbi Omer. Af b'tiglachat ha-tahor. Oh, Rabbi has a different shita. He says even on a regular case of tiglachat ha-tahor, which means she made it to the end, and she sprinkled the blood, yafir. Why? Forget about the wine. I don't want a bald wife. Because now what happens, at the end of the nizirut, she's got to cut her hair off. So the guy says, I know nefesh. She's going to cut her hair off. Which is even you missed the whole nizirut already. There's no wine issues anymore, let's say. After the zikat dam, technically maybe she's permissible to drink wine. But still now she's got to continue the process. So he says, I'm not interested in such a thing. Therefore, say new nefesh. He's still able to get out of it. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Matnitin de lo kerabili aizir. Well, one thing to get, but I want to establish from the inception. A Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Maditin, look at Rabbi Eliezer. De'i Rabbi Eliezer ha'amar tiglahat me'akevet. What is me'akeva from drinking wine? The haircut. Which means, according to Rabbi Eliezer, up until the time that she cuts her hair, she's still forbidden to drink wine. I don't care if you made shaitan the animal. I don't care if you even made zirika on the blood of the animal. She's still forbidden. So technically, according to the Bidi Ezer, up until the haircut, the husband should have the rights to make hafara. Why? Because so long as she's forbidden to wine, that's considered a nedir of a nui nefesh. And we know the rule is, as long as it's a nui nefesh, the husband has rights. So technically, he cannot be the author of Amishnah, because Amishnah either put the cutoff at Zirika or Shechita. Whereas according to Bili Ezer, the cutoff should be all the way until Tiglachat. Okay, and the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, Matnitin de lo kere Bili Ezer. De I de Bili Ezer, Amar Tiglachat me'akevet. Vekevan de lo gilcha, since she didn't take the haircut yet. Asira bechamra. She's forbidden to have wine. Vekevan de itla nivul matzimefa. She has nivul. She can't drink wine. So the court of the Yaki is going to be the icing all the way to the end. So comes the Gemara and says, you have to change the Gersa over here. Ubehapelig. Now we're going to explain the machloket between the Biakiva and Tanakama. And this is the source of the machloket. Tana didan savar. The Tana held, what was the cutoff? Zirika. Right? Kevan di is dirik ala dam. Once already you sprinkled the blood of one of the three korbanot. Le altar sharia behamra. She's permissible now already to drink wine. Veha lit le nivul. So there's no nivul anymore. So they put sakasid a new nefesh. Therefore the husband cannot be mefer. Good? However, Rabbi Akiva sabar afilu ishtahitat behema eno yechod lefer. He says even after you slaughter the animal, you cannot be mefir. Not because he holds that the cutoff for wine is the shechita. No, the cutoff for wine really is the zirika. So technically, it's still inu nefesh even after the shechita. But the Gemara's answer is Mishum Mefsed Kadashim. What is Mefsed Kadashim? What do you do with the animal now? You slaughtered an animal now. What do you say? Okay, Hafara. What do you do with the animal now? You already slaughtered it to the Shem Korban. You're not going to be able to put it on the Mizbeah. You have no use for it anymore. So we have a rule. We don't want to just be Mefsed Hekdesh. So that's Rabbi Akiva Zinyom. It's a new item. It's not going to be able to sprinkle this Korban's blood on the Mizbeah. Okay, which means it sounds like according to Rabbi Akiva, like this. Really, at the time of the Shechita, Minatorah, if you made Hafara, it should be Mefer. But the rabbis came in and said, you know what, don't do the Hafara, because I'm concerned about what are you going to do with the animal. Okay, that's the way Rabbi Akiva is understanding. Comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la Rabbi Zera, Ve'amai. Now the Gemara gets into technicalities in Korbanot, which means, we're going to see certain cases where if you have an animal that's not ra'ui for what it is, so you can bring it for something else. Mm-hmm. Sprinkle the blood with a different kavana. Like we know the Masechet Pesach in many cases where sometimes if you have an animal and you sprinkle the blood shelo lishma, I sprinkle the blood not for the animal what it was, but for a different type of korban, in certain cases, it's okay. It means you can eat the korban. And the Gemara gives an example. Gemara says, "Matkif la rabiza ve'amai lizrog daman shelo lishman." You're right. This is for nazir. So what? Don't sprinkle it for the kavanah for nazirut anymore. This animal, sprinkle with shelo lishma. Sprinkle it with the kavanah for shelamim. V'yatir basar machira, and then the meat will become permissible for eating. Well, where do you see that? If you sprinkle the korban shelo lishma, it becomes permissible. Mi lo tanya? Didn't we learn by the case of kivseh atzeret? What's kivseh atzeret? That's the korbanot they have to bring on Shavuot. Kivseh atzeret. She shachatan shelo lishman. He slaughtered them not for the sake of kivsei aseret. He slaughtered them shelo deshman. Right? For example, he slaughtered them for the sake of an ola. Okay? It seems you spoke the kivsei aseret ashelamin. Okay? So instead of having kavana when he slaughtered the kivsei aseret for shelamim, he had kavana at the time he was slaughtering for ola. Or sheshatan lifnei zmanam. Or you guys slaughtered it before the holiday, before the time. Or the achar zmanam. Or you slaughtered it after the holiday. Shelo kedin. Not you say. Bottom line, it doesn't work for kivsei aseret. Bottom line.
Yeah.
So what's the din? Hadam yizrok. Sprinkled the blood. Vabasar yachil. Doesn't matter. Sprinkle the blood, which we sprinkle it, even though it's for something else, and the meat will be able to eat. Because the korban is kasher, as a din of a korban shelamim shenishchat shelo nishma. What's the law of a korban shelamim shenishchat shelo nishma? Habasar yachil, which means put the stuff on the mizbeach. Whatever you're supposed to put on the mizbeach, then eat the owners can eat the meat, no problem. Now, however, the maita Shabbat. Oh, but if this happened on Shabbat. Lo yizarek. You're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. Why? Because on Shabbat, if you slaughtered shelo lishma and all that, this korban does not belong on the mizbeach. You can't bring stam korbanot on Shabbat. It's halu Shabbat. So in that case over here, don't sprinkle the blood. However, ve'im zarak, but let's say you sprinkled it on Shabbat itself, hurtza laktir imurim la'irif. Motzei Shabbat, take the meat, put it on the mizbeach, and the korban becomes to Mr. Belgan. So in Shabbat you have the technicality, which means mutar to do this during the week. But if it happens on Shabbat, don't sprinkle. You can't sprinkle korbanot that are not valued on the Shabbat. But if you did it, no problem. The meat is kasher. When? But it's Shabbat. Put whatever you have to put on the mizbeach and eat it. So the Kibara's question is... Oh, so that's the Kibara's question. Why are you telling me to be Akiva? That you have a subject of Hefsed Kadashim. What are you talking? Bring it L'Shem. Bring it L'Shem Shelamim. Shelo Deshma. And you have no problem. So comes the Gemara and says, Amri. He says, you're right. Idishachat Ola O Shelamim Achenameh. Which means, you have three animals that the Nazir has here. Correct?
Yes.
What are the three animals of the Nazir Tahor?
Okay.
Ola Shelamim Hatat. If this animal that we're discussing over here, that they slaughtered, was the Ola or the Shilamim, no problem. Which means, I'll let the husband be Mefer, his wife's Neder, a new Nefesh, because the wine doesn't kick in till Zerika, so she's still forbidden to have wine. What about Hefsed Kadashim? No problem, let him bring it Neshem Shilamim, Shelo Lishma, and then everything is permissible, they can eat the animals, and there's no Hefsed. However, hachaname you are ila hachem b'may askinan kegon sheshachat chatat beresha. What the guy did over here, what the lady did over here, she slaughtered one of the three animals. Which one did she slaughter first? Chatat. Once you slaughter chatat, you cannot sprinkle a chatat shelo lishma. This only works by olah and shelamim, this business. So once already she slaughtered the chatat, now already the husband's going to come along and say, you're not drinking wine? Hafara. No, it's a problem. Because if he makes hafara, this animal now has no use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Why don't you slaughter it? Shelo lishma. You can't slaughter it. Shelo lishma. It's a chatat. Now, the only thing, only other fact that you have to add to this story is, who told you that she could slaughter the chatat first? Maybe it's a protocol. Maybe you got to slaughter the shilamim and then the olah, then the hatat. Mistam, how do you know that's the way they can do it? It's pick and choosing whatever animal. So the Gemara says, I'll prove that to you as well. Kiditnan. This kiditnan is proving to you, how do you know that you could slaughter the hatat first? Side point. Because it's Mishnah. Im gileyach al achat mishloshtan yatsa. Which means, if the lady or person took a haircut, after one of the korbanot were brought, it's okay. So what do you see? One of the three. That means you can bring any one you want. So therefore, that's the exact no order. So let's review. Comes out according to this Mishnah. We have a fantastic mahloket, which is actually a three-way mahloket. Between Rabbi Eliezer, Tana Kama, and Rabbi Akiva. Let's review the three shitot. And the machloket really is based on when is the cutoff point that she is now permissible to drink wine. Mm-hmm. Or say it differently. How long is she asura to drink wine? And why do we have to know that? Because as long as she's asura to drink wine, dazmik can be mefir. Tanakama says the cutoff is zirikat adam. So long as the blood was not sprinkled yet, dazmik can be mefir. Once zirikat adam took place, it's over. What do you mean over? There's no inu nefesh anymore. There's nothing. She's not suffering anymore. Go drink wine. According to the Bi Eliezer, he says no. The zirikah, she's still forbidden to drink wine. The wine doesn't become permissible until after she takes the haircut. So therefore, technically, even after the zirikah, according to the Bi Eliezer, the husband would be able to be mefir because it's still inu nefesh. Rabbi Akiva then agrees to Tanakama. He says, I agree with you, the cutoff for wine is zirikah. But once she makes shechita on one of the korbanot, specifically the hatat, there's no more hafara. Why? She's still forbidden to drink wine. Because now you're wasting the animal. Why don't you slaughter it, sprinkle it, shalom lishma, that doesn't work by a hatat. That will only work on the olan shemim. Who said she can slaughter the hatat first? We have a mishnah that says she can slaughter whatever one she wants first. Okay, now we go further. Comes the Gemara and says, the Mishnah said this. This is all talking about the smachloket, if she's a regular tehora, that she finishes on the zirut. But if she became teme'ah, the law is what? Yafir. So what's the logic in that? So the Gemara says, so we explain why, because she's re-accepting upon herself another nizirut, there's no wine. She can't drink wine now for another 30 days. Rabbi Meir omer afilu betiglachat teura yafir. Rabbi Meir was the last shita we had Rabbi in our Mishnah, but Rabbi Meir holds what? That even on tiglachat teura, she finished the process. Mm-hmm. The husband is able to make hafara. Why? Mepnei she yachod lomar yefshi b'isham megalachat. Hey, forget about wine. I don't want the wife to be bald because she's going to have to shave her hair off at the end of the nizirut. Rabbi Meir threw a new angle. Until now, we were only discussing the wine factor. Rabbi Meir introduced the haircut factors. Hold it. I don't care wine. So she's permissible to drink wine now. But still, I knew nefesh. Because now, after the korbanot, and after all that, she got to cut hair off. So Rabbi Meir says, you got until the end of the process to make a farah. Right. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, V'tanakama. Hey, how come Tanakama doesn't take that into consideration? Why is Tanakama only looking at the wine? Inu nefesh, here wine, no wine. Why do they look at the hair factor? Amar lecha, efshar bepe'an nukhrit. Tanakama will say, let her put on a wig. Which means you're worried about the hair, she can put on a wig. That's not good. There's a way to solve that issue. And therefore, it's not considered a new nefesh. So comes the Gemara and says, v'nebi me'ir. Oh, so me'ir. You have the wig issue. You have the wig factor. So Gemara says, pe'an nukhrit, aidi de zuhama, lo nihale. The wigs were very hard to comb. In the olden days, they didn't have the regular wigs. They had old wigs that were not nice. So therefore, why you can't comb it? So since you can't comb it, you can't get all the debris out of it. And therefore, the guy doesn't want his wife wearing a wig because it's repulsive. It's zuhama. So therefore, the Bibi says, "What peanuchi? Peanuchi is not going to solve anything. It's not a hair. It's worse. It's all. It's not possible to comb in the right way." So the Gemara says, "Since it said the zuhama factor, so therefore the Bibi argues. So that's the." Machlok between the Bimeir and Tanakama, the Gaber, the wig. Do you say the wig is an answer? Why can I make a farah? Whereas the Bimeir is not. A wig's not an answer because it's not comely, and therefore you cannot make a farah. Baruch Amal Olam. Amen.